Her home, 2020 State Street in Washington, Indiana, opening in early 2018.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orkert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Lady Hatchets and Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats set to do battle here momentarily. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support the area athletes. We'll start with the visitors from Mount Vernon. At one guard, a 5'3 sophomore, Madison Rogers. At the other guard spot, a 5'7 freshman, Libby Steinhardt. At forwards, a 5'10 freshman, Brooke Jackson. The other forward is a 5'8 senior, Allison Simpson. And in the middle is a 5'9 senior, Hallie Fisher. So it's Madison Rogers, Libby Steinert, Brooke Jackson, Allison Simpson, and Hallie Fisher. Your five on the floor for Mount Vernon. Two freshmen, two seniors, and a sophomore. So
pretty young class.
But I'll tell
pretty
you,
young team, I should say.
I looked through their book just briefly. Summer Sanders, who's not starting today, was the leading scorer in their last outing when they beat Carmi 62-52. She finished with 23 points in that game and not starting yet, so I'm not sure what happened with her.
Maybe she was a ball hog.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But look for
Look
for Hallie Fisher. She had 18 points in a previous game with Gibson Southern, and Brooke Jackson, also a big scorer. She had 14 points. Last outing, Mount Vernon did beat Carmi, as we said, 62-52. Before that, they lost to Gibson Southern, 53-42, and it never fails. Gibson Southern is just good year in and year out.
Yes, they are. Yes. And, Dwayne, a little update on Washington's defense, as they are now allowing 31.4 points per game, which is the ninth best in the state of Indiana. And also, a lot of those in the top 10 are 1A schools. So, actually, in 3A and 4A, Washington is third best defensively in those two classes.
Starting lineup for Washington, no change. They'll have the guards, Elizabeth Stallman and Lindsay Moody. The forwards are Maddie Dant and Sarah Lewis. And underneath is Hannah Shreves. Hatchets are 7-2. In that Jasper game, Shreves led the way with 18 points. Sarah Lewis had 12. They combined for 30 of the 41 total points. And that's kind of been the story. But when teams have been able to shut them down, it's been tough for the Lady Hatchets, goes without saying.
It certainly has. Allie Barber has come in off the bench and hit some perimeter shots, hit some threes. Probably leads the team in three-pointers hit and probably attempted also. So we're about ready to go here.
Hatchets in the home white trimmed in gold. Mount Vernon in the maroon trimmed in silver. The Mount Vernon Wildcats under head coach Doug Blair. Blair's been with the program now for 3 years. And has a overall record of 19 wins and 37 losses in his tenure so far with Mount Vernon. For the Washington Lady Hatchets, Coach Gretchen Miles calls the shots. It's her 10th year with the program. And Gretchen now 132 wins compared to 73 losses in 10 years with the Lady Hatchets. Public address announcer Don Spillman, now going through the starting lineups we just mentioned. We want to thank some of our sponsors today. They include the Prescription Shop, your good neighbor pharmacy on State Street, Washington, Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, the Donaldson Insurance Agency with Donaldson's Your Number One, and McDonald's Restaurant of Washington. Apply to join the team today at McDonald's Restaurant. I'm loving it. Our pregame coverage and sponsors brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. and Purdue Farms in Washington. I had some Purdue turkey strips at the end zone earlier this afternoon as we were broadcasting live there today. Marinated turkey strips from Purdue Farms on the Traeger Grill from Hank's Market. Absolutely out of this world.
Just can't beat it.
You know, between Cannon and I, my son, we had seven of them, I believe.
And when you got to the gym, you had some popcorn.
Yeah, got to have popcorn. It goes one and the same. You know, it really does. When we come back, we'll tip this one off. Again, it's Lady Hatchet to Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats, a Big 8 Conference showdown next from the Hatchet House. You're listening to Hatchet Hoops on your home for Hatchet Basketball. Memories 107.9.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just $1, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. The colors are now leaving the floor. CROTC presents the colors for every home game here in Washington. We appreciate them very much. Nice job. We're ready to tip this one off.
All right, let's have a good game today, Dwayne. What do you think?
I'm ready for one, I'm telling you. Been a long week of basketball.
You've taken a beating this week, haven't you?
I'm starting to get a complex. I apologize, Hatchet fans, if it's me. I'm sure sorry.
I don't think Dave Crooks would have had these results.
Hatchet's in the home white. Mount Vernon in the away maroon today. Maddie Dant, Elizabeth Stallman, Lindsay Moody, Sarah Lewis, and Hannah Shreves for the Hatchets. Madison Rogers, Libby Steinhardt, Brooke Jackson, Allison Simpson, and Halle Fisher for Mount Vernon. Washington 7-2, the Wildcats 4-5. And Sarah Lewis jumps center against Brooke Jackson, and the tip goes to Mount Vernon. We're underway. They're right to left on your dial. Farthest from our vantage point here at Press Row.
We have an unusual 1-2-2 zone defense by the Lady Hatchets and a near steal.
Still loose on the floor. It is a steal. Hatchets come up with it.
We haven't seen that defense much.
So an opening possession to Mount Vernon and a turnover. Washington now with their first lick here on offense.
Mount Vernon playing man-to-man. And there's Shreves is open.
Shreves underneath, breaks free, and she'll get it off the glass for two. Washington scores first, 2-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Well, there's the good start we were looking for.
Madison Rogers wearing a face mask to protect, I'm sure, a broken nose.
Yep.
Hands off to Hallie Fisher, back to Rogers. That's far side. Now it's over to Simpson.
Washington showing a lot of energy on their zone defense here. Looks like they came to play today.
Just pitch and catch right now, all outside for Mount Vernon. Nothing going. They're trying to work it inside, and again a turnover for the Wildcats. They want to get it to Brooke Jackson, but the hatchet's not letting that happen. And Washington with the ball and a two-point lead. Just underway here, 6.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Eddie Hatchett's 2, Mount Vernon nothing. Maddie Dant with the ball.
Shreves is double teamed. They know where the bread and butter is on the scoring.
Sarah Lewis has it far side. She'll feed it to Moody at the top of the key.
Oh, a turnover.
Moody's pass intended for Stallman, but no chance for her to come up with that. That's a turnover for the Hatchets, and Mount Vernon has it. Into the lineup now, Paige Robinson for Mount Vernon.
Washington has Maddie Dant up at the top of that defense with her long arms and pretty effective. Pretty good reach by Maddie. And then Elizabeth is on the wing with arms, so there you go. There's a timeout already.
Wildcats need a timeout, 30 seconds to talk it over, 6:05 to play in the first quarter. We'll keep it here. Tonight's game, or today's game, brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Fast, convenient, always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Also by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. And the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. No game, simply the best deals at Washington Chrysler. Well, good timeout by Coach Blair there. His team is very confused offensively right now against this hatchet zone, so he tries to settle them down. Mount Vernon will have the ball as play resumes, trailing 2-0.
Battling a 1-2-2 zone, it always seems to be harder than against a 2-3 because most teams, there's a long throw.
It's up and in.
It's a 2, I guess. Most teams practice a lot against a 2-3 zone, but not so much against a 1-2-2 or a 1-3-1 zone.
Paige Robinson gets the score, ties it up. Now on a full court press, the Hatchets break it. Moody takes the shot, and it's rejected by Mount Vernon. Out of bounds for Washington. Again, this Mount Vernon team is a quality ball club, a good opponent for the Hatchets on this Saturday afternoon. Washington looking for their first conference win here.
Both teams playing early with a lot of energy.
Sarah Lewis drives, can't get it. Battle for the rebound. It's into the hands of Maddie Dant. Second chance here for Washington now. Moody lost the dribble momentarily, got it back, and Lewis called for a travel there on her shot fake.
Well, you're not going to get away with that, unfortunately, because the referees call that all the time, the shot on the three-point arc.
Wildcat
ball. What do
you think,
Dwayne? 50% of the time they call that a travel?
More than that. We're all tied at 2 apiece right now. Wildcats. Paige Robinson drives baseline, partially rejected by Shreves. The loose ball into the hands of Stallman, but knocked loose from behind. And out of bounds to somebody. To go with the Hatchets. Didn't know there for a minute.
Yeah. Little three-quarter court pressure there by the Wildcats.
Stallman breaks it and throws it away.
Well,
that's going to bring in a sub now. Allie Barber checking into the lineup for Washington, replacing Maddie Dant. 4:56 to play in the opening quarter. We're all tied at 2 apiece.
Sometimes on a press, you don't really need to steal it. Sometimes the team will create their own turnover, and that's what happened that time.
Rogers over to Steinhardt. Now the ball controlled by Hallie Fisher. Rogers drives, left-hand shot too strong. Weak side rebound back into the hands of Mount Vernon. Three chances here. The third chance is off the mark. Finally, Sarah Lewis pulls it down.
A lot of activity down there.
And on the outlet pass, Hatchett's drive for a fast break. Swatted out by Brooke Jackson. Ball staying with Washington. Into the lineup now for Mount Vernon, Summer Sanders. Again, she had the hot hand the other night with 24 points in the win for Mount Vernon. But she lost her defender, or she lost her person she was guarding completely there as Moody drives it straight to the basket for an easy layup and 2 points, makes it 4-2.
Moody did that several times against Jasper this week, driving, penetrating through, and getting a layup.
Mount Vernon with the turnover on the other end, off of one of the feet of a Wildcat, and back to the Hatchets. Halfway through the opening quarter, 4-2, Washington leads by a bucket. Moody drives, faint, hands off to Lewis. Sir Lewis lost the handle, and it's out of bounds to Mount Vernon. Nice play there by Holly Fisher. She saw it sailing out of bounds, threw it off of Sarah Lewis.
Dwayne, there's seven total turnovers in this game with four minutes into it. So that's not good.
Not been a showcase by either squad so far. 3:44 to play, first quarter. Paige Robinson draws the double team. Her shot, no good. Loose ball, battled for. Tied up, arrow points to Washington.
Not what you would call a shooter's clinic either, Dwayne, in the early going.
Out of bounds with full court pressure now for Mount Vernon. They get it into Stallman. Stallman quickly draws a double team.
There's a nice pass to the middle, 2-on-1.
And now this should be an easy finish. Nope. Shreves couldn't get it on the rebound. Tied up. Jump ball. And out of bounds to Mount Vernon.
Hannah chose to use her left hand there. It wasn't quite a layup. It was a little left-hand four-footer and couldn't finish it.
4-2. Mount Vernon trailing by two. They have the ball. Summer Sanders hands it off to Rogers. Now a long two off the mark by Steinhardt. Rebound controlled. Weak side to Washington. Moody works it up the floor, directing traffic, hands off to Allie Barber. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Barber back to Moody. Over far side to Lewis, well behind the arc. Lewis almost had it picked. It's still loose on the floor. Loose, tied up, jump ball. This time the arrow points to Washington. Nice sticky pressure there by Mount Vernon, creating that one.
They're scrappers.
Jenna Gray's going to check in for Sarah Lewis now.
Well, Coach Miles is not hesitating to sub in if she's, you know, gives the girls a breather. Plus, maybe she didn't like what she saw out of that.
Jenna Gray, Hannah Shreves, Allie Barber, Elizabeth Stallman, and Lindsay Moody on the floor now for Washington with 2.5 to play. First quarter, Hatchett's holding on to a 2-point lead, 4-2. Moody over to Jenna Gray, top of the key, back to Moody. Underneath, Shreves breaks free but can't handle the pass. And it's a turnover for Washington back to Mount Vernon. That's nice defense that time by Brooke Jackson.
Excellent. Looked like Hannah was going to have a wide-open two-footer there, but the pass was deflected.
Steinhardt brings it up the floor, hands to Rogers. Rogers gets it back over to Steinhardt. Now to Summer Sanders. Sanders to Allison Simpson. They try to get it into Brooke Jackson. Back out to Sanders. She traveled with it.
Dwayne, let's give credit where credit is due. Our defense, as
tenacity.
Always, is really looking sharp today.
Defensive tenacity. But, you know, let's give credit to Mount Vernon,
yeah.
too. It's
yeah.
a defensive battle here today in a low-scoring affair, 4-2. There's a double team for Stallman. She's in trouble. And
they called a
foul.
Maybe could have called a jump ball on that, but he called a foul at the last minute, kind of bailed Elizabeth out
a little bit. That's the first foul of the quarter for either team.
Yeah.
It goes against Allison Simpson, her first.
Boy, Elizabeth, she was double-teamed. They were all over her.
Hallie Fisher will check in now for Mount Vernon, replacing Summer Sanders. Coach Blair is going to the bench a lot in this opening quarter. Both coaches are,
yep.
for that matter. Barber, far side to Stallman now. Stallman, back out to Barber. Barber drives, picks it up, hands it to Moody. Moody drives paint all the way to the hoop. Nope. Can't get it. Rebound tied up. Jump ball with the arrow pointing to Mount Vernon. We've had, 12 jump balls in this quarter?
It seems like it.
Maddie Dant back in for Hannah Shreves this time.
Both teams' total shooting is 3 out of 15. We're talking about 20% shooting.
A minute and a half to go. First quarter. Brooke Jackson is underneath. Can't get it. Well off the mark. Maddie Dant can't save it in bounds, though. It stays with Mount Vernon.
I guess that makes it below 20% now. with a total of 9 turnovers for both squads. So not a pretty quarter for sure.
Today's game brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Hallie Fisher's left open for 3, bottoms up. Boy, that didn't even touch the net, I don't think. High arching shot, 5-4. Mount Vernon has their first lead, but that is short-lived as Washington breaks the pressure, and a fast break layup by Jenna Gray makes it 6-5 in favor of the Hatchets.
Nice pass there by Lindsay Moody on a 2-on-1.
They work it into Brooke Jackson. Jackson kicks it out. Steinhardt's open, and her shot is off the mark. Out of bounds to Mount Vernon. Second chance here for the Wildcats. Under a minute to play, first quarter. 6-5. Hatchets lead by 1 point. Mount Vernon triggers it in, and it's taken away by Maddie Dant. She wins the race, and lays it in for 2.
Nice play. Boy, that was a foot race to the ball, and Maddie just took off.
She used her speed, and she's got it, let me tell you. 8-5. 3-point lead now for Washington.
Final. That was nice.
40 seconds on the clock. Steinhardt over to Allison Simpson, and a push foul called against Washington underneath as they try to work it to Brooke Jackson. Boy, one thing the Hatchets have done, they've keyed in on Brooke Jackson. They are not letting her touch the ball.
That defense has been very aggressive.
More subs for Mount Vernon now as the fouls whistled on Elizabeth Stallman, her first, team's first. Out of bounds for the Wildcats. Quickly. High arching shot off the mark by Fisher, but another save as it's going out of bounds. This time it was Paige Robinson who threw it off the leg of a Hatchet and keeps it alive for Mount Vernon.
It's one of the highest arching shots I've ever seen.
It hit off the rafters here at the Hatchet House. Jenna Gray almost makes a steal, but it's loose. And on the drive, the shot is off the side of the backboard by Libby Steinhardt and controlled now by Washington. Getting a little sloppy here in the final seconds of the opening quarter. 8-5, Washington by 3. Hatchets have the ball. 4 seconds left. We need a shot. It's going to be Moody. Throws it up at the buzzer. No good. And that's it for the first quarter of play. After 8 minutes of basketball on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 8, Mount Vernon 5. Second quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
The holidays are here. It's time for holiday parties, and you want to look your best. Call Headlines Beauty Salon today for an appointment to get some highlights or a new hairstyle for the holidays. Let Kim, Danielle, or Susan create a new style that will make you sparkle. Call now, 812-254-1810. Appointments are filling up fast. They have nice gift sets with hair products, nail polish, and don't forget the Christmas gift certificates. They make great stocking stuffers. Headlines Beauty Salon in downtown Washington.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
An early birthday wish to Hatchet superfan John Cahill, who celebrates on Monday. Never misses a Hatchet game. He's in attendance here today. Happy birthday to John Cahill. If you see him out and about, he'll be another year older officially on Monday. Hey, Jane. Jane and Mo over there listening to the Milligans. Hatchets turn it over as the second quarter gets underway. Summer Sanders comes up with a loose ball. Score, Washington 8, Mount Vernon 5. Quick shot, short by the Wildcats. The loose ball controlled by the Hatchets. Maddie Dant off to the races. Lays it over to Lindsay Moody, and she'll finish it for 2. And now the score double, 10-5. Hatchets with their biggest lead at 5. 7:20 to play in the first half.
Getting some transition baskets.
You got to like that. Paige Robinson in the corner. Summer Sanders has it now. Hatchet's defense. You know why they're number 9 in the state, bro, watching them.
You certainly do, and this may be, it's early, but this may be the best defensive effort we've
seen. Did you see that shot?
That was, just as I say that, unbelievable circus shot.
Summer Sanders, wow, that was impressive. Hatchet's turn it over. Brooke Jackson gets the steal. On the full court pressure now, Hallie Fisher has nobody stop her, but she is too hard off the glass on her shot attempt. Rebound pulled down by Jenna Gray, and it goes back to Washington. Push foul, Summer Sanders. Only the second foul against Mount Vernon in this half. It'll be out of bounds in front of the scores bench for Washington. 10-7, three-point lead for Washington. Nobody shooting the lights out here, and nobody pulling away in this game.
Summer Sanders, wasn't she like an Olympic swimmer or something? It seems that, seems like that's a familiar name. I don't know.
I just know.
Oh, double team by.
Oh, she falls to the floor hard, Hannah Shreves, that is.
Hannah got, wow, assaulted on that.
Third team foul now against Mount Vernon. Here comes Madison Rogers back into the lineup, replacing Hallie Fisher. The foul was whistled against Brooke Jackson, her first. Quick inbound pass to Sarah Lewis,
nice
and
play.
She'll put up a strong shot off the glass for two. 12-7, the lead back to five for Washington. 6 minutes to play first half here at the Hatchet House.
Dwayne, we haven't gotten many baskets off of our half-court offense. It's been off transition and out-of-bounds plays.
Jackson over to Steinhardt. Paige Robinson had it knocked loose.
Oh,
and
nice
saved
play.
Inbounds by Maddie Dan. Here's Jenna Gray. She takes her shot up. It's blocked by Summer Sanders, out of bounds for Washington.
What an effort by Maddie Dan. Got the deflection and then dove out of bounds for the save, and she's rewarded by getting a breather.
There's Stallman checking in, Allie Barber checking in for Maddie Dan and Jenna Gray. And for Mount Vernon, Allison Simpson re-enters for Summer Sanders. Hard to get used to these players because they're not in there long enough. The inbound pass to Lewis. Lewis' shot, no good. Rebound to Steinhardt for Mount Vernon. She'll push it up the floor to Brooke Jackson. Jackson in the paint. It's kicked.
Out of bounds. Kicked, I guess, by Lindsay Moody.
What?
I thought the Mount Vernon
player kicked it.
Hmm.
Anyway, the Wildcats keep it. Steinhardt over to Robinson. Back to Steinhardt at the volleyball line. Now to Madison Rogers. Robinson, top of the key. Steinhardt now. Rogers. That zone is really shaking up Mount Vernon. Three ball off the mark
by
Paige Robinson, and Sarah Lewis there to clean it up. Stallman pushes it up to Barber. Now to Lewis. Lewis drives. Fouled. Sarah Lewis has a pair of free throws coming her way.
Dwayne, I wonder if the girls know that they're in the top 10 in defense in the state, because they're certainly playing like they're taking a lot of pride in their defense. They're really going after it on the defensive end of the floor. Sarah now will be shooting two free throws.
First free throw is up and in. Lewis with 3 points in the half. Today's game brought to you by Davies Community Hospital. Better together for better health. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. And WTHI, TV10, and Terre Haute. Both free throws count for Lewis. That's the first free throw attempts for either team in this game. And the Hatchet lead now at 7.
Another quick game so far.
14-7. 5 minutes to play, first half. Steinhardt controls for Mount Vernon. Hands off to Robinson, far side. Now to Rogers. Over to Steinhardt. They try to get it into Jackson. Jackson gets it in the paint this time, drives to the bucket, and there's her first points. They want Brooke Jackson to have the ball.
Oh, turnover on the press.
Full court press creates a turnover. Mount Vernon gets it back. Steinhardt to Rogers, far side. Steinhardt has it now. You know, Brooke Jackson is only a freshman too, bro.
Yeah.
And she's their go-to player, so... We might have a long 4 years with this Mount Vernon team.
She'll be one of those girls where when she's a senior, it'll seem like she's been here for 6 years.
Underneath, Allie Simpson's shot is too strong on the rebound. Stallman had position, and over the back is a call against Paige Robinson. Fifth foul of the game now for Mount Vernon. No bonus yet, so it's out of bounds for Washington and full court pressure by Mount Vernon. Maddie Dant triggers the inbound. Oh, and the Hatchets tip it out of bounds. Miscommunication.
Yep, that's the ninth turnover for Washington. Mount Vernon has 7.
Completely unforced there, too.
Yeah.
Two Hatchets just didn't communicate there.
Unfortunate.
4 minutes to go. And now Mount Vernon returns the favor.
Thanks a lot.
They felt bad about that one.
That was an unforced turnover also.
Game coverage brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Coming soon to Washington on State Street. Moody hands it to Shreves. Shreves almost off the glass. No, on a rebound and putback attempt. It's no good. And it's out of bounds to Mount Vernon.
Well, Hannah really got beaten up on that. No whistle. I think the Mount Vernon crowd went an over the back on that.
Hallie Fisher and Summer Sanders back in now for Mount Vernon. I'm telling you, there's new faces in every dead ball for the Wildcats in this first half.
Revolving door.
Sanders to Hallie Fisher. She's open for three. High arching shot off the mark. Rebound controlled by Hannah Shreves. Shreves finds her guard, Moody, and Moody brings it up the floor. Lindsay over to Sarah Lewis. Lewis out to Allie Barber. Now to Lewis, behind the arc, one-on-one with Brooke Jackson. Hands it to Moody. Moody kicks it over to Barber, near side. Moody has it back, top of the key. Now Barber has it back. Hatchett's patient here, waiting for a good look. Moody three and drains it. Lindsay Moody from downtown. Seventh point of the day.
Lindsay's had a good half. She's been able to dribble through the press pretty effectively, and she's been like the quarterback for those transition baskets we've gotten with one and three on two.
To go, first half, 17-9. Hatchett lead at 8. Brooke Jackson.
Might have been a travel there.
Fell to the floor, needs help. Kicks it to Summer Sanders. Sanders' shot is short. The rebound to Sarah Lewis. Lewis outlets to Moody, and Moody gets it up the floor. Hands
nice
it to
pass.
Dant. Dant is open and lays it in for two. Nice finish by Dant. Nice pass by Moody, and Coach Blair wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:38 to play first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Lady Hatchets 19, Mount Vernon 9. We'll back in 1 minute on WAMW.
If you're unable to work or suffer from a disability that makes it difficult to perform your job, call the local attorney that has helped hundreds win their disability cases and receive their benefits from the government. Tim Dant, the veteran attorney with the legal expertise and experience in Social Security disability cases. Tim Dant is an attorney, not a certified representative that moves you through a disability claims hearing. When your future income is at stake, choose a proven winner. Tim Dant, attorney at law at the law office of Hayes and Dant in Washington.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
.238 to play in the first half here at the Hatchett House. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Lady Hatchets 19, Mount Vernon 9. Dwayne Shake and Steve Brothers, glad to have you along on this Saturday afternoon. 9 days away from Christmas, we wish you and the family happy holidays. Mount Vernon now with the ball as play resumes. Trying to cut into that 10-point Hatchett lead. Hallie Fisher is open for three. Her high-arching shot again off the mark, in and out on the rebound. Out of bounds to Washington. Fisher's shot is high-arching, isn't it, bro?
Yes, it is. Mount Vernon is 4 out of 21 from the field.
Barber lobs it in to Shreves. And Hannah, high off the glass for two. Shreves does such a great job of never bringing that ball down.
Right. Yeah, that's the key to her success. She does not allow the little guards to get to her by, putting the ball down low when she tries to gather herself. She keeps the ball up high. And they can't get to it.
21-9. Washington starting to pull away now. Under 2 minutes to go, first half. Summer Sanders throws it off the leg of Allie Barber and out of bounds.
Summer Sanders, she is a sophomore, 5'3". She is pretty quick, but she gets herself into trouble quite a bit. And one time she was able to bail herself out with a trick shot.
Paige Robinson, long three. It's hard off the backboard, not in, and the rebound controlled by Washington. Jenna Gray, back in the lineup, far side, looks to lob it into Lewis, denied. by Fisher. So we'll try again. Washington out of bounds underneath their basket.
Jenna Gray's getting some quality minutes this afternoon.
Yep. Lob pass into Hannah Shreves. Shreves gets it out of trouble and puts it in for two more.
I think she got fouled on that. Did you see that? I think she got hit on the arm, but she was strong enough to finish the shot.
6 points this half for Shreves. The Hatchet lead now at 14, 23-9. Approaching the final minute here in the first half. Summer Sanders had it taken away. Turnover Mount Vernon. Gray slows it up now, finds Moody. Stick around for our halftime show brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. They work it into Shreves. Shreves can't get the shot, but a long rebound chased down by Lewis, and the Hatchets get another chance.
Hannah wants that one back.
Yep.
Probably should have hit that one.
Jenna Gray.
Ooh, there's a lot of contact under there with Hannah and Danielle Minton.
Underneath, Maddie Dant missed. Hannah Shreves missed as she hits the floor hard. Maddie Dant missed again, and the rebound to Steinhardt this time. There is a lot of contact underneath. A lot of contact. Dant swatted it out of bounds. Ball staying with Mount Vernon. Rogers checking back in, and Brooke Jackson re-enters now for the Wildcats, replacing Minton and Summer Sanders for the final 19 seconds.
Inside.
Brooke Jackson up against Shreves.
Oh,
and boy,
nice
that's
shot.
A nice shot. Not easy to make. Around Shreves, she put it through, makes it 23-11. Now Moody takes it all the way coast to coast. Couldn't get it. And that'll do it for the first half of play. Man, I wish that shot would have fell.
No, that was a nice shot.
Because that was an excellent job. After one half here at the Hatchet House on the 8R Home Center scoreboard, the Hatchets 23, Mount Vernon 11. Our halftime show coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
I'm Andy Arvin of Idley Mortuary. Christmas is a time for giving to friends, family, and those less fortunate than us. That's why we ask that you help us by thinking of those who have lost a loved one, by sending them a card, giving them a phone call, or even a hug. You can make their Christmas season more meaningful. Remember, it is in the giving that we receive. Idley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.
Hi, this is Clara at Myers LP Gas, a family-owned and operated business serving Davis, Knox, Pike, and Greene counties. Ask our hundreds of satisfied customers how important fixed pricing, budget billing, and 24-hour service is. At Myers LP Gas, we put you, our customer, first. Myers LP Gas, located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington. Call 254-6809. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Freddie Energy in Washington would like to invite you to a free concert at the Washington High School Auditorium on Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. The Red Letter Vocal Group, a local Southern Gospel quartet, will be performing live, featuring great gospel and Christmas songs. The concert is a free will offering with money raised going to the Washington High School Band Program and the Band Boosters. Again, the show is Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the Washington High School Auditorium. This reminder from Freddie Energy in Washington.
It's halftime here at the Hatchet House on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington leading Mount Vernon at the midway point, 23-11. Halftime show brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent at the Caution Light at Business 50 Meridian in Washington. Several players in the scoring column in the first half, led by Lindsay Moody, who has 7 points on a three and two twos. Moody with seven. Hannah Shreves finished with six at the break underneath. 4 points for Maddie Dant, also 4 points for Sarah Lewis, and 2 points off the bench for Jenna Gray. So 5 players in the scoring column, 7 for Lindsay Moody, 6 for Hannah Shreves, 4 for Maddie Dant, 4 for Sarah Lewis, and 2 for Jenna Gray. For Mount Vernon, only 11 first-half points due to great defense by Washington. They're led by Brooke Jackson, the 5'10 freshman, with 4 points. Allison Simpson has a 3. Summer Sanders with 2. And Paige Robinson also with 2. 4 for Brooke Jackson, 3 for Simpson, 2 for Robinson, and 2 for Sanders. Washington led 8-5 at the end of the first quarter and 23-11 here at the half. Steve Brothers, team stats.
For Washington, 10 for 24 from the field, 42% shooting. 1 for 2 from the three-point arc. That was hit by Lindsey Moody. And 2 for 2 from the free throw line. They had 5 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds, and they did have 9 turnovers, which is too many. For the Mount Vernon Wildcats, 5 for 23 from the field, 22% shooting, including 1 for 5 from the three-point arc. And they haven't shot a free throw yet. A little bit of home cooking, you think? No free throw attempts for Mount Vernon. Of course, Washington just has 2, so the referees are letting them play. 3 offensive rebounds, 6 defensive rebounds, and they also have 9 turnovers. So 23-11 at halftime. Coach Miles has got to be really pleased with their defensive effort. We still haven't really shot much from the perimeter, but we really haven't had to, as we've had several transition baskets and several decent shots off of our out-of-bounds plays. And pretty much on a roll, I'd say. Pretty good half as far as effort goes. We could have maybe cut down on a few turnovers. And, of course, our shooting, 42%. A lot of those were layups on the fast break.
Hatchets lead 23-11 here at the half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with more from the Hatchet House. It's the Lady Hatchets and Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchet Sports.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
I'm John Gere. Come see me at 2 East National Highway in Washington about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
Halftime show brought to you by John Gere at Shelter Insurance in Washington. At the break, it's Washington 23, Mount Vernon 11. Any adjustments? The halftime adjustments brought to you by Washington Chrysler Center Service Department. See the service team to winterize your ride at the Washington Chrysler Center. With years of experience, the Washington Chrysler Service Team can take care of your vehicle during the cold winter months ahead. Steve Brothers, any adjustments in that locker room?
Don't change the defense.
No.
That 1-2-2 zone defense has been highly effective in the first half, as it has forced 9 turnovers, and the Wildcats' perimeter shooting is just not there. 1-for-5 from the three-point arc, and the misses have been pretty bad misses, so I wouldn't change that a bit. Offensively, you know, they're going to probably try to continue to get the ball into Hannah Shreves, but if not, we're going to have to pop some outside shots in the second half.
When we come back, second half action. Again, it's Washington 23, Mount Vernon 11. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
There are misconceptions and misleading information in the funeral industry today regarding prepaid funeral arrangements. Hello, this is John Baldwin. Did you know Indiana law allows you to transfer your prepaid funeral agreement to any funeral home of your choice without penalty? That's right. You, the consumer, are in complete control of this. The public service announcement is brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, 2020 State Street, Washington, Indiana, opening early 2018.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington is now taking reservations for your holiday Christmas parties. The Kingpin is a perfect spot to host your upcoming holiday event. They have 24 lanes of bowling, a full restaurant, and bar and lounge inside the bowling alley. Call 812-254-0632 to reserve your date now. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Great news. Any size ice-cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice-cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shank and Steve Brothers ready for the second half of play. The Washington Lady Hatchet's in control right now, leading Mount Vernon by a score of 23-11. Hatchet's starting five, coming back to the floor. Same for Mount Vernon. They'll have Madison Rogers, Libby Steinhardt, Brooke Jackson, Allison Simpson, and Hallie Fisher. Washington will bring out Maddie Dant, Elizabeth Stallman, Lindsay Moody, Sarah Lewis, and Hannah Shreves. Nobody in foul trouble, no major damage there. Just a lot of substitutions for Mount Vernon.
Yep. What did we have? Six total fouls called in the first half.
Yeah, not much there.
Yeah. So, nice quick game here.
The Wildcats have done a nice job holding Shreves to just 6 points, and she's earned every one of them.
She has. Anytime she touches the ball, at least two people are all over her.
Today's game brought to you by Myers LP Gas and Highway 57 North in Washington, McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer, and the Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant, State Street, Washington. Quick shot by Fisher as Mount Vernon starts with the ball. It's no good, but the offensive rebound and putback counts for Brooke Jackson, her 6 point. Makes it 23-13. Here's full court pressure by Mount Vernon, and that creates a hatchet turnover. Jackson again on the runner. Can't get it, but she commits the foul.
She hammered Elizabeth Stallman there. Yep. Elizabeth was trying to get that defensive rebound.
There's a song called Sorry, Miss Jackson. That's what I keep thinking. And there's another foul by Washington. Two fouls quickly whistled here against the Wildcats. 30 seconds into the second half. Steinhardt's second. Out of bounds again for Washington. That full court pressure really picking up now by the
yes,
Wildcats. Very intense. And the Hatchets having troubles here. Stallman gets it across the line to Moody. And it's kicked by Mount Vernon. Out of bounds for Washington. Coach Blair must have given an inspirational speech there.
They came out with some energy, didn't they?
Stallman works it into Sarah Lewis. Sarah Lewis to the bucket. Bucket. Is that a word?
No. Bucket.
No good on her runner. And there's a fast break for Mount Vernon. And no on an easy layup. Missed by Robinson. Rebound to Washington. And Maddie Dan.
Turning into a track meet here in the early going.
Off to Moody. Only a minute played in this third quarter. 23-13. 10-point Washington lead. Hannah Shreves, top of the key, underneath to Sarah Lewis, and Lewis finishes with two. Nice job by Sarah.
There's a little high-low action from pass from Hannah at the free throw line down to Sarah. Normally it's the other way around.
Lewis has six, 25-13. Hatchett's up by 12. Hallie Fisher open for
Look
three, top of the key. That one didn't draw iron. It's out of bounds to Washington.
Drew rain.
It did draw rain.
That's an unbelievable high arch on that.
It's inbounded to Lewis. Now to Stallman. Stallman gets it across. Oh, Hallie Fisher hits the floor hard.
She did.
Shreves underneath. No good on her attempt. Rebound chased down by Stallman. Second chance for Washington. Sarah Lewis tries, and that's good for two more. Sarah with the hot hand all of a sudden. 4 points this quarter, 27-13 in favor of Washington.
Two minutes into the half, and Mount Vernon has only scored 2 points here.
Robinson
turnover stolen by
right into the hands of Stallman. Stallman hands off to Madison Dant, Maddie Dant, and then it's taken away by Madison Rogers. So a pair of reciprocating turnovers. Gives it back to the Wildcats. Underneath, Brooke Jackson. Double team to Steinhardt. Now for three, Hallie Fisher drains it.
Well, I didn't think those high archers had a chance to go in, but that one was nothing but that.
Hallie Fisher gets it, 27-16, and timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. 5:29 to play, Washington 27, Mount Vernon 16. Back in 30 seconds on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Coach Travis Connor here doing some scouting today on his day off. Hey, Coach. I'll tell you what.
Why is he here? He already beat us. Yes, he wants to beat us by 20.
Looking at Mount Vernon, and he's also, you know, you could never watch a team enough because we may see them again down the stretch, you know.
So, maybe.
I tell you that the Alices did have their way with the Hatchets. In the regular season matchup, the first loss of the season for Washington earlier. Hatchets break the pressure, and a foul called against Mount Vernon.
Elizabeth Stallman was able to penetrate the defense.
I don't think Vincennes and Jasper squared off yet. Do you know?
They have.
Okay. Inbounded to Hannah Shreves. Now back to Stallman. Stallman traveled.
Picked up a pivot foot.
Yep, she did. Turnover Washington back to the Wildcats. And here comes Allie Barber in for Stallman. 5:16 to play third quarter. 27-16 if you're just joining us. Lady Hatchett's leading Washington, or leading Mount Vernon here at the Hatchett House. Madison Rogers up the floor. Hands off to Demi Collins. Demi Collins, a new face in the lineup now for Coach Blair. Rogers. Over to Steinhardt. Steinhardt to Collins. Collins to Steinhardt. And a foul called on Barber there.
Got her hands on her.
Steinhardt made her move baseline.
Yep. It'll be out of bounds under the Wildcats basket.
Steinhardt will trigger it in for Mount Vernon. She lobs it in to Brooke Jackson. Jackson over to Demi Collins. Now to Rogers, behind the arc, far side. Rogers one-on-one with Maddie Dant, kicks it to Steinhardt at the free throw line and throws it away. Ball tipped and into the hands of Sarah Lewis. The Hatchets get it back.
Turnover number 11 for Mount Vernon.
4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 27-16, Hatchets maintaining the lead. Maddie Dant works free in the paint. Her shot is short. She chases down the rebound, saves it. And it's into the hands of Brooke Jackson and the Wildcats.
Well, good effort there on Maddie's part. Just came up a little short on that shot.
Demi Collins to Rogers. Rogers to Allison Simpson. Now it goes to Steinhardt, top of the key. Rogers works in up against the bigger Hannah Shreve. Shreve's denied that one. Swatted away, but it's swatted right into the hands of Brooke Jackson, and Jackson is fouled. And Brooke should have a pair of free throws, I believe. The first free throws of the day for Mount Vernon.
Yeah, that is the first free throws with 3:57 to go in the third quarter.
6 points for Jackson, the 5'10 freshman. Eyes it, flies it, and hits the front end. Today's game brought to you by Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Hatchets. The Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872, and by the Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington.
Dwayne, Brooke Jackson looks like she's going to have a nice career there for
Mount Vernon.
Yes, she is.
Second free throw missed. So a 10-point Hatchet lead, 27-17. Washington with the ball. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Hatchets lob it into Shreves, and Shreves gets two more.
Nice lob there by Maddie Dant. Maddie's had a fine game this afternoon.
8 points for Shreves. Mount Vernon throws it away.
Who was that to?
I think some miscommunication there by the Wildcats.
That looks like an alley-oop pass to nobody.
Timeout by Coach Blair. He's taking another full timeout. With 3:34 to go, we'll take 1-2. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 29, Mount Vernon 17. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Hatchets get it following the timeout. Full court pressure by Mount Vernon. It's knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats in front of the scorer's bench. So Washington will trigger it in once again. Maddie Dant gets it into Lindsay Moody. 3:25 to go, third quarter. 29-17 in favor of the Hatchets. Allie Barber kicks it out to Moody. Moody back to Barber.
They're trying to get that high-low, trying to look for that.
Oh, a turnover by Moody. It's swatted away into the hands of Brooke Jackson. Now Mount Vernon with the ball back, trailing by 12. Paige Robinson in front of Coach Blair in the Wildcat bench. Hands it to Steinhardt. Her shot is no good. Brooke Jackson gets the rebound. The putback is no good. But Brooke Jackson is going to shoot a couple more free throws for Mount
Vernon. Oh, that the Lady Hatchets have allowed an offensive rebound second opportunity here.
I don't like those. Jackson's first free throw off the mark. Game coverage today brought to you by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And Headlines Beauty Salon, Kim, Danielle, and Susan, proud to back the Hatchets. Elizabeth Stallman checks back into the lineup for Washington. And Jackson missed both free throws. So we're still locked at 29-17. Traveling into the call against Maddie Dant as the Hatchets broke the full court pressure. But we're not able to capitalize.
Dwayne, 15 turnovers.
I don't like that.
Not good. So no wonder Mount Vernon is continuing that full court press. It's doing the job. They're not necessarily getting steals off of it, but they're forcing the Lady Hatchets to commit turnovers.
Paige Robinson for three. Can't get it. Weak side rebound to Sarah Lewis, and Lewis is fouled.
Well, Sarah was determined to get that rebound after two straight offensive rebounds on two straight possessions. Sarah now has seven rebounds total.
Fourth team foul against Mount Vernon. No bonus yet for either team. Lewis hands it to Barber, and the Hatchets break the pressure now. Barber over to Dant, now to Moody. Lindsay to Stallman. Stallman makes her move high over the backboard and out of bounds to Mount Vernon.
Well, that was a nice strong move, I think she might have got maybe fouled a little bit on that, which is why she tried to get the extra oomph on that shot.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Wildcats walking up the floor.
Good pass inside. Oh, Rogers, look at that. The block.
Denied by Lewis.
Beautiful.
And then Rogers swatted it back out of bounds, staying with Washington. Yeah, Rogers did a great job of working free there. Unfortunately, her 5-3 frame.
Sarah said, get that stuff out of here.
Too much for Sarah Lewis. Not too much for Sarah Lewis, I should say. Hatchets break the pressure this time, but there's a rejection by Mount Vernon. Turnabout's fair play. Loose ball back to Washington. Sarah Lewis gets it and drives and connects.
Little left-handed runner there by Sarah.
Now Coach Miles wants a timeout. Minute and a half to go, third quarter, 31-17 in favor of the Hatchets. We'll be back to the Hatchet House in 30 seconds on WAMW.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Exactly a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Lady Hatchets leading Mount Vernon here at the Hatchet House, 31-17. Dwayne Shake and Steve Brothers, glad to have you on board for this Saturday afternoon girls Big 8 conference matchup. Mount Vernon has the ball as play resumes. They walk it up the floor. Hallie Fisher to Rogers. Back to Fisher.
Double deflection.
Paige Robinson gets the loose ball. Pitch and catch from Mount Vernon outside. Here's Rogers. Madison Rogers picks up her dribble. Kicks it out to Robinson for three, and she gets it. Paige Robinson with the three ball. 5 points for Robinson. Makes it 31-20. Under a minute to go in this third quarter now.
Well, this team won't go away.
That's
Dwayne.
A scrappy bunch, that's for sure. They're not bad, and they're young, which is what scares me.
Pretty scrappy.
Moody hands it to Lewis. Now it's back to Moody. Over to Maddie Dant.
We may go for one shot here. Yes, I think Coach Miles just motioned for that. Down to 30 seconds.
Sarah Lewis. Off to Allie Barber. Out to Moody. Pitch and catch right now.
Down to 15. Oh, that could have been a moving screen.
Little contact there. Moody gets it underneath to Sarah Lewis. Her shot is too strong. Battle for the rebound. Barber comes up with it out of the scrum. And this time on the rebound, it's over the back against Allie Barber. Out of bounds for Mount Vernon.
With 6/10 of a second, Dwayne, what kind of play would you run here?
The old Luke Zeller play.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether 6/10 was enough time for that.
They're not going to get a shot off. That's it for the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after three. It's Washington 31, Mount Vernon 20. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Ho, 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 uh-oh. Looks like my sleigh has broken down again, Rudolph, and we're going to have to cancel Christmas.
Santa, we can go to the Washington Chrysler Center. Right now they're having the big finish event of 2017, and they have all the remaining 2017s priced at dealer cost, plus you keep the rebates. You can take 25% off all remaining quad cab trucks in stock. That's a savings of over $10,000. But we have to hurry. With 25% off, they're going to disappear fast.
Ho, ho, ho! The Washington Chrysler Center saves Christmas.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Stick around for the postgame report. Immediately following this game, we'll talk to Coach Miles and hand out the postgame hardware. Our Hatchet postgame brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Highway 57 south of Washington. And by Sterling & Company, a professional corporation on Main Street, downtown Washington. Hatchet start with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. They lead 31-20 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Now Mount Vernon is in a 1-2-2 zone defense, looking like they're going to try and trap in the corners maybe.
Jenna Gray into the lineup for the Hatchets, throws it over to Shreves. Shreves high off the backboard, can't get it, but Gray gets the loose ball rebound. Kicks it to Sarah Lewis, now to Stallman. Stallman in the paint, back to Lewis, and Lewis will finish it with two.
Nice pass by Elizabeth in traffic.
12 points for Sarah Lewis. Makes it 33-20. 13-point lead for the Hatchets, 7 minutes left in this contest. Brooke Jackson into Hallie Fisher, over to Steinhardt. Steinhardt's open, and she'll drain it. That's a two. About a step inside the three-point line. Her first points tonight.
Pretty aggressive press here by Mount Vernon.
33-22.
Near steal.
Hatchets break the pressure. Now they'll set it up. Moody at the center circle over to Jenna Gray. Now to Stallman. Stallman behind the arc, near side. Drives baseline and throws it away. She thought.
Oh, nope, we got a tip here, Dwayne.
Oh, good, okay.
One ref corrected the other one. Looks like we had a tip. Mount Vernon's coach not happy with that one. But I'd say that guy down there had a better view than what we did.
Yep. Hatchets will hold on to it. Well, and Shreves didn't go after, which makes me think it was tipped.
Right.
Jenna Gray hands it off to Moody. Now it goes to Stallman. That's sticky pressure by Mount Vernon.
They're really going after it here. Oh, and a lob
pass
too strong.
It's into the hands of Hallie Fisher. Fisher to Paige Robinson, out to Madison Rogers. Rogers shot, nope. The rebound to Stallman.
Almost 6 minutes to go in the game, and we're looking at an 11-point lead.
I'll tell you what, Mount Vernon's defense is nothing to write home about. There's an almost steal. It's kicked by a Wildcat. Summer Sanders coming in for Mount Vernon. Allie Barber checks in for Washington.
33-22.
Here's Barber to trigger the inbound pass underneath the Hatchet basket. Goes into Lewis. Lewis to Moody, now to Stallman.
There's a sense of urgency now from the White Wildcat defense as they're turned it up a notch.
5:45 to play.
Washington in no hurry. Ooh, almost a travel.
Barber works it in nicely to Shreves. Shreves got position and lays it off the glass for two. Hannah with 10 points. 35-22 in favor of Washington. Paige Robinson to Steinhardt. Libby Steinhardt into Hallie Fisher. Over to Summer Sanders. Her left-hand shot is good. Summer Sanders has got a sweet release. Boy,
yeah.
I'll tell you, she had 24 points in her last outing. You can see why.
She's just a little thing.
The Hatchets break the pressure. Moody comes up with it. Kicks it out to Stallman. They're challenging every pass now, Mount Vernon is. And that leaves Shreves open. Shreves hits the ground hard. We've got two players colliding going down. And Shreves is one of them, and the Mount Vernon player is slow to get up.
Hannah seems to be okay, but boy, she did hit the ground hard. And
it's going on. It's going against Hannah.
And,
fifth team foul.
Can't tell yet who the Mount Vernon player is. It's down as she's being surrounded by trainer and teammates.
Well, I'll tell you, I think what happened was Hannah and the Wildcat got tied up.
They got tangled up, yeah, and they both hit the ground hard. Hopefully this isn't a serious injury.
Substitutions for
But we can't tell from this vantage point.
We'll take an injury timeout and come back with more right after this from the Hatchet House. 4:53 left to play. Washington 35, Mount Vernon 24. Back right after this on WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Freddie Energy in Washington would like to invite you to a free concert at the Washington High School Auditorium on Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. The Red Letter Vocal Group, a local Southern Gospel quartet, will be performing live, featuring great gospel and Christmas songs. The concert is a free will offering with money raised going to the Washington High School Band Program and the Band Boosters. Again, the show is Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the Washington High School Auditorium. This reminder from Freddie Energy in Washington.
Welcome back here to the Hatchet House. Brooke Jackson was the injured player for Mount Vernon, and she is on her feet now. She gets a big round of applause. Hannah Shreves comes over to shake her hand, too. I think it was just a...
I think she probably hit her head on the floor.
Unfortunate tangled up mess there, but, yeah, she did go down hard. She's coming to the bench now.
Yeah, I think she's going to be okay.
The foul is whistled against Shreves, so Mount Vernon has the ball as play resumes. We've got 4:45 left to go, 35-24 in favor of the Hatchets. Steinhardt to Sanders, back to Steinhardt. Now a new player into the lineup. That is Grace Thompson, and she's called for travel.
13 turnovers for the Wildcats.
Grace Thompson, another freshman in there now. Checking in is Demi Collins for Summer Sanders. Stallman breaks the press, has Shreves wide open, and Shreves gets two more. 12 points for Hannah Shreves, 37-24. Hatchet lead is 13 once again.
You know, that press, that full court press can be very effective, but yet it can also result in a layup on the other end if you don't perform it properly.
Steinhardt kicks it over to Fisher. Her three is no good. Stallman gets the rebound for Washington.
Elizabeth has six rebounds this afternoon.
Stallman to Lewis, who brings it up the floor and then hands off to Barber. Now Moody has it. Back to Stallman. Over to Barber in the corner. Barber out to Moody. Now to Lewis. Lewis is wide open. Takes it up and in for two.
That's good to see. Sarah was wide open and drained a 12-footer.
She's got 14 points in the game. 39-24 in favor of Washington.
One more stop or so and this game could be...
Allie Simpson
gets
two.
I spoke too soon.
Simpson with five. A 5'8 senior put it through, makes it 39-26. Barber takes it coast to coast, lost the handle, out of bounds, and it goes to Mount Vernon.
Allie should have given that one up there. We had a little bit of a two-on-one break there.
Maddie Dant checking in for Barber with 3:14 to go. Summer Sanders and Madison Rogers re-entering now for the Wildcats.
I don't know, Dwayne, if I was a Mount Vernon player, you don't get hardly a chance to break a sweat before you get your back out of the game.
Rogers to Simpson, over to Sanders.
But you'll know you'll get back in shortly.
Now Simpson gets two more. And all of a sudden she's feeling the hot hand. 4 points this quarter, seven overall for Allison Simpson. 39-28. The foul called on Simpson on the inbound pass. It'll be the fifth team foul against the Wildcats. Out of bounds for Washington.
Yeah, both teams have five team fouls.
39-28, traveling against Sarah Lewis, and it goes back to Mount Vernon. But the turnovers are one thing Coach is not going to be happy with today.
18 of them.
And it's a lot of it due to the pressure by Mount Vernon and the full court press. We've just had our problems with it today. Fisher to Steinhardt. Steinhardt over to Summer Sanders. Now Fisher for three, the long three. High arching shot doesn't draw iron. On the rebound, Stallman can't reel it in. It goes out of bounds, staying with Mount Vernon.
Down to 2:27 to go.
Long inbound pass to Steinhardt. Back out to Fisher. Fisher fouled by Stallman. 16 fouls, so still no bonus. But it will be after this one for Mount Vernon the rest of the game.
Looks like Mount Vernon is looking for some three-point shots here. Oh, blocked.
Steinhardt's three is blocked by Dant. And the loose ball controlled by Washington.
You don't see a block on a three-point shot very often.
Gets it! Maddie Dant gets the friendly roll. Her 6 point tonight, 41-28 in favor of the Hatchets. 2 minutes left. Rogers to Fisher. Over to Sanders.
Ooh.
Steinhardt couldn't reel it in.
A little bit of an unforced error there.
Turnover for Mount Vernon.
And 13-point lead. We got a timeout.
Timeout for Coach Miles and the Hatchets. We'll take 1-2. A minute 49 to go on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 41, Mount Vernon 28. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned. Now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Johnson deal so easy. 'Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
A minute 49 left. It's Washington 41, Mount Vernon 28 from the Hatchet House. Washington has the ball as play resumes. Lady Hatchet's back in action here Tuesday night with Evansville Memorial. And the Hatchet boys will be in action against Lagodi on Friday of next week. Moody holds it. Hatchet should be in no hurry now.
They're running their flex offense, it looks like. There's a timeout by Coach Miles.
30-second timeout because 5-second call was coming.
She called that timeout on second number four. it looked like, Dwayne, they were in their flex offense, which does eat up the clock quite a bit if you run it properly. So we're down to a minute 27, 41-28 lead.
If the Hatchets can hang on, they'll go to 1-2 in the conference season. And improved to 8-2 overall with Evansville Memorial again in town Tuesday night. Mount Vernon will drop to 4-6. We've got a minute 27 left. Again, it's 41-28 in favor of Washington. Maddie Dant looks to inbound it. Kicks it out to Moody. Here we go.
Looks like now they're in a 1-4 offense.
Dant over to Shreves to Stallman. Stallman to Dant.
Well, Mount Vernon needs to foul, but it looks like it might be too little too late here as we're down to about a minute to go. And Washington's not going to be shooting the basketball anytime soon.
There's a foul. That's going to go against Mount Vernon. There's 16 fouls, so it's no bonus yet.
Nope. Both teams have six. But we're under a minute now.
Out of bounds for Washington. Allie Barber checking in for Maddie Dant.
And Maddie had a nice game today.
Levy Steinhardt coming in for Demi Collins from Mount Vernon.
Dant with 6 points and four rebounds to her credit.
And she did have a big afternoon.
Yep. And
Moody's
now fouling.
Lindsay Moody's going to shoot one in bonus for the Hatchets. She's had 7 points on the day.
Done a nice job against that press. She does have a few turnovers, but she is the main ball handler for Washington.
Moody's free throw, no good. Rebound to Hallie Fisher. Fisher off to the races. Hands it to Paige Robinson. Robinson is fouled. Paige Robinson will shoot two.
Mount Vernon 1-for-4 from the free throw line this afternoon. Down to 42.8 seconds. Looks like this one's in the bag, Dwayne.
First free throw is up and in. Grace Thompson checking back in now, replacing Allison Simpson for Mount Vernon. I'm just glad to notch a W, bro. It was
we
dry spell
that.
There.
Yeah.
Both free throws count for Paige Robinson. Full court pressure and a quick foul. Sends Stallman to the line. Our score is 41-30 now. 11-point lead for Washington. 41 seconds left to play. Saturday night without a drawing on Main Street. I don't know what
you're going to do. Well, you're going to be bored to death, aren't you?
I'm sure we'll find something. The free throw off the mark. Keeping Mount Vernon in this contest.
Hey, Hannah Shreve's into the passing lane. How about that?
Out of bounds for the Wildcats. Gracie Thompson.
Oh, a travel they didn't call, but she turned it over anyway. 15 turnovers for Mount Vernon, down to 33 seconds. Still full court pressure.
Probably going to see another quick foul. Whistle. Shreves was wide open to lay it in, but they called him.
Hannah wanted that one badly.
Oh, man.
Wide open, but the whistle beat her to it.
Lindsay Moody shooting one a bonus. We got to hit these.
In and out.
It's three bonus opportunities.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to capitalize on.
Oh, and there's another turnover.
Who missed that second bonus?
Lindsay's missed two bonuses, and Elizabeth Stallman's missed one.
Okay. Got to write hers down.
Yeah. And we got another foul. Now, this is a double bonus.
Stallman will shoot two this time. Stallman so far scoreless today.
Well, she's going to end that right here.
Got two free throws. You have a chance to end it here. Her first free throw is no good. Summers Sanders back in for Grace Thompson with 10 seconds left.
41-30.
Stallman gets the last free throw.
Okay.
42-30. 8 seconds remaining. Fisher brings it up the floor. Throws it into the hands of Hannah Shreves, and that should do it. The Hatchets win this one at home today to get back on the winning track and their first conference win of the year. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington 42, Mount Vernon 30. Stick around for the Hatchet postgame report after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Pamper your lawn this fall to promote a lush green carpet in the spring. Heller's Lawn Pro knows that this is the time to repair summer damage to your lawn by aerating, fertilizing, and spraying weeds. Got leaves? Heller's will do fall cleanup and winterize your landscape so it will be healthier and have fewer weeds in the spring. For home or business, call Heller's Lawn Pro at 610-0055. That's 610-0055. Your lawn will thank you.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company. providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Washington, understands this. That's why Alan Bubalo is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW. For all your investment needs, call 254-1340 or stop by the office at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House as Washington gets back on the winning track this afternoon with a Big 8 Conference victory over the visiting Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats. Our final score, the Lady Hatchets 42, Mount Vernon 30. Post-game report brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. Stick around right after our game. We go straight to the Saturday Cruise with Angela Allen, who is waiting in the wings and ready to rock your Saturday night with all your cruise and favorites. Individual scoring first for the Lady Hatchets. Sarah Lewis leads the way with 14 points. Then right behind her with 12 is Hannah Shreve. So the two bigs combined for 26. 26 of the Hatchet 42. 7 points for Lindsay Moody. 6 points tonight for Maddie Dant. 2 for Jenna Gray. And 1 free throw for Elizabeth Stallman. 14 for Lewis. 12 for Shreves. Your scoring leaders for the Hatchets. For Mount Vernon, 3 players posted 7 points. Paige Robinson, Brooke Jackson, and Allison Simpson, each with 7 apiece. 3 points for Hallie Fisher. 2 points for Libby Steinhardt. And 4 for Summer Sanders. So 7 for Robinson, 7 for Jackson, and 7 for Simpson, leading the way for Mount Vernon. Washington led throughout the day, 8-5 at the end of the first quarter, 23-11 at the half, 31-20 after 3, and the final score, Washington 42, Mount Vernon 30. Coach Gretchen Miles joins us on the postgame report now. Coach, good to get back on the winning track, and good to get that first conference win of the season against a scrappy and very good Mount Vernon club.
You're exactly right, Dwayne. Mount Vernon, and they are young.
They scare me. They really do.
Yeah, and I tell you what, they play with that kind of confidence you like in kids because nothing gets them down. They're extremely scrappy. They get into the passing lanes. They've got quick hands. They're pretty handsy. I mean, they can shoot the ball extremely well. You know, I thought our kids did a nice job of a lot of good communication when we ran the 1-2-2 half court. It's really getting a hand in their face, making them knock down shots with a little bit of pressure, because that set shot with nobody on you is a little bit more comfortable than the set shot with the hand in your face. So all in all, you just got to find a way to win and just keep moving on. And you know, getting back on the winning track, you're exactly right, is good. And against a good basketball team. I mean, this was a good win for us.
It really was. And a nice effort all the way around. 14 for Lewis, 12 for Shreves. Your two bigs get 26 of the 42 points, and they earned every one of them.
Yeah, and, you know, I tell you what, the confidence kid we had today, well, two of them big time, was Maddie Dant and Jenna Gray. I thought Maddie Dant just played really well and, you know, really trying to have these conversations with each of these kids of, you know, what do you think you do well for us in order for you to play? And then we have to do that every single time. She was great with the communication. She was great getting hands in the passing lanes, Maddie Dant, and so was Jenna Gray. And then Maddie does a tremendous job of running the floor. I mean, she's extremely quick. She's very agile, and she finished well around the basket. And it was good to see her go up with shots with confidence and not panicking. Jenna Gray came in and gave us the minutes that we need for that. And for our kids, too, is when we come in, we need that positive play. We need that energy kid each and every time, and we had that.
We noticed right off the bat that defensively, even on the first possession, it looked like you had a little more intensity going there with that 1-2-2 zone with Maddie at the point there with her long arms. And Are they aware that their defensive average is in the top 10 in the state?
No, we tell them how horrible they are playing defense. We always tell them they can't guard anybody.
Well, they did a great job and, you know, only allowed the 30 points in
And you've seen us play enough, too, where teams are going to hammer on Hannah and Sarah around the basket, and those two just keep plugging away and did a nice job for us. And so when that happens, our perimeter shooting is what's lagging. So when we can't, like, you got to control what you can control. And for us, we've got to guard people to give us a chance to stay in games and give us a chance to win basketball games. So they did. They did a nice job with that. But our big focus from Tuesday night's with Jasper game is, like, you got to play with some guts. You got to be gutsy. We can't be timid. You know, this is a basketball game, not life-ending. And when we have experienced players that we have, we can't have those kind of mental lapses. You know, and we challenged our seniors this week, too, of, you know, this starts and ends with you. And you've got to make sure everybody's ready to play. You've got to make sure you're ready to play. The good times, the bad times on the floor, we've got to stick together. And I thought the seniors responded very well today with that.
Especially Sarah Lewis. I thought she played a lot better, a lot more aggressive, and went to the basket with authority.
Yes.
And looked really, really good.
And that's what we have to have out of her. She's got to be a threat. She can be a threat inside and outside for us, especially when she gets down, gets that ball and catches it in the stance to be able to put it on the floor. To go somewhere with it. She does a nice job for us. But, you know, our talk, too, before the game was that if you're going to come out lackadaisical and not mentally in it, you're out. And, you know, right off the bat there, and Sarah was one of them that came out early. We said, you know, we've got to be able to use you. We've got to get stuff out of you. And I thought she responded very well when she came back in that second go-around.
Well, if ever you needed a win before the next game, you got Memorial in town Tuesday. So if it did anything, it built the confidence because we know Memorial's not going to be easy.
Well, they're tremendous. And they're very young also, too. They're led by Sophia Rickard. She's a point guard that's a junior who's very court savvy. Dribble drive does a nice job, can pull up for the three-point shot. And she really controls everybody out there. And the senior with the Lensing girl, she does a tremendous job of leading the kids and kind of bringing those young kids along because they're also all the kids that won the state championship for soccer. They know how to win. You know, they breed success, and they are a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and they are extremely long. They're extremely athletic. So this is going to be good for us, too, as far as, like, handling the basketball. I thought for the most part today when we were pressured, we did a better job of not running and hiding and leaving people out to dry. It's cut hard to the basketball. It's amazing. We just have to cut hard and catch and turn opposite. You have options, and we were a lot more confident with that and Memorial's going to bring that on Tuesday.
Big win for the Lady Hatchets today. Conference victory. You're 1-2 in the conference, 8-2 overall now, Coach. We got a good one coming up Tuesday night. We'll see you back here at the Hatchet House then.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You got it. We'll be back after this for a final time. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Back for a final time at the Hatchet House with Steve Brothers. I'm Dwayne Shake. Steve, your final team stats quickly.
For Washington, 19 for 42 from the field, 45%, 1 for 2 from the three-point arc, 3 for 7 from the free throw line, 10 offensive rebounds, 19 defensive rebounds, and, unfortunately, 18 turnovers.
I didn't even bring that up because Coach was pretty positive, and, you know, it was good defense by Mount Vernon, so we didn't even talk about that.
Good. For Mount Vernon, 12 for 42 from the field, 29% shooting, 3 for 12 from the three-point arc, and 3 for 6 from the free throw line, 6 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive rebounds, and they had 17 turnovers.
Washington wins the JV game 41-22 and claims the varsity victory for the sweep 42-30 in game number 2. Be back here at the Hatchet House Tuesday night. You're going to see a great game. Evansville Memorial always brings a challenge. That is a 8 o'clock tip-off. 7:45, our airtime Tuesday night here on Memories 107.9. For our studio producer, Cannon Shake, who did a fantastic job today. And before we go, I guess we need to hand out the post-game awards. I got ahead of myself, Steve. Sorry about that. Post-game awards. First, Steve, Freddie Energy, high-energy player of the game. Who do you have, sir?
We've got Maddie Dant.
Maddie Dant.
As Coach Miles mentioned, she played an overall great game. She had 6 points, 4 rebounds, several steals, and did a great job today.
Big 6 points, too. I'd love to see Maddie hit those shots. Yeah. Our high-energy player of the game is Maddie Dant today from Freddie Energy in Washington. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford.
We've got Hannah Shreves, who took a beating the entire game but still managed to get 12 points and 5 rebounds. Did a great job.
Earned all 12 of those points underneath. Hannah Shreves is our tough player of the game from Bill Dobson Ford. And finally, the overall MVP brought to you by Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. That honor will go to?
Today it's Sarah Lewis. Sarah had 14 points. She had 8 rebounds. She was 6 for 10 from the field, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That's been Sarah's best game in several outings, several of the last outings. She did a fine job today.
Big day for Sarah Lewis with 14 points. Our overall MVP from Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. To recap one more time, the JV win 41-22 for Washington in the varsity. The Lady Hatchets win 42-30, improving to 8-2 on the season and 1-2 now in conference play. For Cannon Shake and Steve Brothers, my sidekick, this is Dwayne Shake reminding you to stay tuned for the Saturday Cruise coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone, and thanks for listening to Hatchet Basketball on your Voice of the Hatchets, Memories 107.9.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor. Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance. Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Hayes and Dance. Headlines. Heller's Lawn Pro. The Kingpin Bowling Center. McAllister Machinery. McDonald's Restaurants. Myers LP Gas. The Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Annalou Chapman with RE/MAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.